You're with Tommy Ju of the UCSB baseball team. Season begins next week. And we're here with Arthur Wilkie, Jimmy Friary. Tommy, you're coming off a season in which you led the team in RBIs and had the second best batting average on the team. Could you talk about what helped carry over your success from your first year into your second?
Yeah, I think it's just understanding that there's always work to be done. I think I did have a good season my first year, but I think it's easy to get satisfied. And so that was kind of my main goal, is to improve. No one's perfect, and there's always areas I feel like I can personally improve in, as well as the team. So each year is always a year to get better, and that's just how I treat it.
Now, Tommy, you've played almost every game for the Gauchos in the past 2 years, last 108 games in a row. How does that consistency play into your leadership role for this coming year?
It's big. I think there's just something about experience that you can't get unless you go through it. So when I'm out there and situations are coming and I've been there before, it's easy to tell the guys, you know, what I think and what I think's best and what I've seen work and not work. You know, through those 108 games, it wasn't perfect. So there's always lessons to be learned. And I think that's the biggest thing. And that's just my biggest message to these guys, and especially the younger guys who I see working hard and trying to get better. And that's just my role, just to be a guide, because I've been there before. So that's just been huge.
Now, on top of that, you're a career 300-plus hitter here at UCSB. You've hit in almost every spot of this lineup. It's safe to say you'll probably be somewhere around the top this year, but where in the order do you like hitting most and why?
Wherever the coach puts me, I guess. If I had to choose, it'd be leadoff. I've done it my whole life since I was five. I like going up there first and getting a spark for my team going. And I think people see me as a speed guy, so leadoff kind of fits the job. And then I like to do some damage when I'm up there too, so probably leadoff.
How about during the off season? What were some of the things you worked on then, and what's going to help you out this year from a couple of months you had off?
Nothing too major. I think the biggest thing was my rhythm and timing at the plate, to be honest. The last couple of years, I feel like I've played well, but I've missed a few pitches, and I think the biggest thing is I want to be able to hit any pitch, anytime, anywhere. So that just all starts with my timing and being ready to hit. Not guessing, not trying to do too much, but really just working my rhythm. So I'm early and ready to hit anything. And then I think the weight room was also a big thing in the fall. Again, no one's perfect, and I think for me, I'd like to get stronger, keep up my speed as best as I can, and the weight room is definitely a big part for me.
It's always those minor things that add up to something so much greater, right? So two new coaches in Matt Fontino and Donegal Fergus. We just spoke to Matt. We're going to talk to Donegal after you, so you're sandwiched in the middle there. What's it been like working with them?
It's been great. You know, you never know what to expect, especially with two new coaches who I hadn't heard of before, one from Washington, one from St. Mary's at home. But it's been great. Matt Fontino is my outfield coach, so I get to work with him every day in the outfield. He's brought a lot of passion to it. He's brought a lot of grit, and he's brought a lot of great drills and good things for us outfielders to work on. I think every outfielder could say, you know, they've gotten better at whatever they've needed to because of the variety of drills we've been able to have. So that's been great. And then Coach Ferg has been the man. He's really big on allowing us to fail and allowing us to really work with our swing. And he really pushes us to be the best we can be. He has that rare knack to be able to push you and grind you, but as well as to be there as your friend, as long as you're coach. So both of them have been great, really bringing a lot of again, passion to not just the outfielders, but to all the hitters and all the position players. And they really got us in a groove right now, and we're looking forward to working with them throughout the season.
Well, you mentioned St. Mary's back home, and I'm sure you've got that one circled on your calendar, so
yeah,
that'll be
for sure
a fun one later on. And season starts next week, of course, so we're really excited to see you play again in a Gauchos uniform. So thanks for joining us, man.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks, Tommy.
Appreciate it.